Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Cocorico! I am making the sound of the rooster to bid you good morning! This is Marie, the French babe. You are waking up with John Boy and Billy on the big show!
Up and Adam. Get up out of that bed and get Adam up out of the hall.
I was trying to come up with a funny Adam thing. It really didn't work. Marcia, you got anything, baby?
Huh? I was trying to hear you.
An Adam?
Maybe. I don't know. Why does it have maybe to be Adam? Like... Get up and Marty. Oh, get up.
Get up, baby.
I think it's Atom. Like,
Atom. Yeah.
Get
that,
up
yeah.
And Atom.
Right, but see, I was trying to be funny.
Yeah,
when I have to tell you what I was trying. Yeah.
I missed it. Went over my head.
There we go, like an atom, what everything consists of, you know, atoms. Don't split atoms.
Oh, you're going to get science-y on us.
No, it don't work.
Okay. Adam West was pretty funny.
Batman?
Yes, you could get up and get Adam West.
All right, and we got a song about that.
You see?
Too. All right. See, yeah, find that song.
See, Marcy, this is the kind of stuff you need to be bringing in.
And then, good, I'll keep you busy. All right, nice. And look at all the national days here as I look at my important sheet for April the 18th.
Said that right.
National Lineman Appreciation Day. Yeah, you got that right. Get out there when the power goes down. We in some spring storm time. Appreciate your linemen. All right. National Animal Crackers Day. Mm-hmm. We can play some strip animal crackers later. Remember how we did that? Whichever one would beat the one in the wild wins.
It was never that much fun for me. I was always the one ended up naked and afraid.
National Exercise Day. National High Five Day.
High five.
National Poem in Your Pocket Day. Okay. And National Columnist Day honors all newspaper columnists and their contributions to the truth in black and white.
Now, where do you find that?
Tom Sorensen's closest we got, and he's retired, so we'll get him on Friday for some sports. All right, good. So there you go. We got 3 dates in history saved up. Get our prize pack and get that winning beginning. That's always fun. First thing in the morning, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products made in the USA. Truck drivers keep America moving, and bull snot make sure they look good doing it. You can find bull snot at truck stops across America and download the bull snot app. Click on the banner at thebigshow.com. Listen up right now and win you some. 1898 on this date, a man named Ronald McDonald won the second Boston Marathon. And of course, yes, that was years before McDonald's hamburgers were even invented. So Ronald McDonald wins the Boston.
You know, he learned.
It must have been hard with them big shoes.
Well, he's just ruined it for everybody else. Move up to 1955. The first walk, don't walk, lighted street signals were installed. Very good for pedestrians back in 55. 94, former President Nixon suffered a stroke at his home in Park Ridge, New Jersey. Then he passed away 4 days later.
Wow.
Didn't realize that. What it went with, huh? 94.
I didn't know that he, I don't know, was that old. I didn't know that he.
I thought he lived that long.
Yeah. I thought he passed away before.
About that, 94. All right. Think about presidents that have passed. There, your little legs up on the categories and 1-800-BIG-SHOW's your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday, April the 18th. And today's featured track from the Big Show Bid Box, as we suggest, tracks to make your John Boy and Billy album for that loved one who's got a special event coming up. And it could happen anytime, so let's get on it. Murray, Diversity Superhero Pitches. Search for keywords, diversity. And check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's get to winning again.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Scott from Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
And Scott. Good morning, Scott. Yep.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Hey, y'all doing good, buddy. Welcome in here.
Well, thanks, sir. Right, first time caller.
All right,
dude. Move it, baby.
Move it, get that now. Huh? All right.
There you all go.
Right. All right. Scott coming in hot at a sneeze fair. I got you.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, let's get you through these three categories. Get you $120 worth of bull snot cleaning products. Keep your eye on the prize. And in 5 seconds, give us three fast food mascots. Ready, go.
Ronald McDonald, Wendy, and the Pizza Run.
Nice. Yeah. Scott, give us three places you walk. We'll take your word for it. Ready, go.
Sidewalk, the mall, and all over somebody.
And for the win, in your own special way, it looks like. Oh, I don't know how you have fun with this. Three dead presidents. Ready, go.
Richard Nixon, Kennedy, and Reagan.
All right. Well, there you go. Went right through it, Bull Snot Prospect. Head down Sneed's Ferry for you, Scott.
Thank you, Johnny. Can I give a quick shout-out?
You go ahead.
All right. Everybody over Lorelei. See you in about 2 hours, 3 hours.
Don't be late. All right. we jump out, catch you up on your news. The way we do early Thursday time capsule. Y'all, think about you up. Let's get a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Ah, flibbity flu. I'm old and I hate Pokemon Go. In my day, we didn't have no time-wasting, brain-rotting, fantasy-chasing, moron-fascinating, nerd-arousing, loser-delighting, technological turd-squirting nonsense. If we had a mind to wander around capturing ugly little misshapen deformed freaks with stupid names, we didn't need a celly phone. We did it the easy way. We went to a family reunion. Oh, it's finally here! The glorious age of stupidity is upon us! Instead of creating important stuff like flying cars and women who don't talk, these geniuses had to use their college-educated brains to make Pokemon Go. They should have made Workimon Go, where those fat, pasty-faced losers finally crawled out of their parents' root cellar to walk around looking for a damn job and ward off type 2 diabetes at the same time. I'm looking for Pikachu. You should look in the mirror and take a peek at you being a worthless sack of crap. Can you believe it? Grown men risking life and limb to go hunting critters that you can't even eat once you catch them. Huge herds of morons trampling each other to catch a fat yellow monkey cat on their damn phone. Wish they put the most important Pokemon someplace where it would do some good, like about 10 feet off of the edge of a cliff. Pokemon Go. Bah! More like Pokemon Go screw yourself. In my day, the only Pokemon you got was when your cellmate was a Jamaican guy. No, we used to play real games that didn't cost us nothing but our human dignity. Games like, what's your mom weigh? And swallow the road apple. Booger stacking. And farting in the oatmeal. And is your sister 14 yet? But no game was more popular and more dangerous than paint your ass red and moon the bull. It all started one day when Rusty Puss Mutton sat in the red paint while we was painting the barn. Why he was doing it naked is still a mystery, but there he was. Buck naked, with a big red hind end. He was walking down to the swimming hole to wash it off when old Percy the Bull seed him. Percy was half crazy with cow syphilis, and it didn't help that one of his horns had curled around and slowly grown into the side of his head and through his brain. And when he saw Rusty's red butt, he popped a spring. Rusty was pretty agile and managed to keep from getting skewered. But before long, we were all doing it. But we were slow and stupid because we'd been inbred for generations. And Percy gored us and stacked us like cordwood, stringing our guts like hillbilly bungee cords and kicking our empty, stupid, grinning skulls around the field like a cousin-loving soccer ball. Whoop-de-ding-dang-doodle-poodle, look at me. I'm an ignorant hillbilly taunting a mentally challenged bull with VD to use my butt for target practice, slinging us around by our guts like a Filipino yo-yo master. Whoopee! I'm a human shish kebab. All hail Charles Darwin. And we liked it. We loved it. The closest thing we had to Pokemon was when crazy old Brewster McTinnipple caught a leprechaun copping a squat behind old Lady Fleeneman's barn. The little fella's name was Finnegan O'Shutyahole. And he was a pistol. Old Tinny led him around on a leash looking for his pot of gold. We all told him he was full of the hooey, that it was just a knobby little munchkin with Lucille Ball's hairdo. But he swore to all that was holy that it was a leprechaun, and sure enough, 2 days later, that little gooma took him straight to that pot of gold. And once Tinny had the gold, he didn't need Finnegan no more and turned him loose. But it seemed Finnegan wasn't too keen about giving his golden nest egg to some half-wit hayseed and took after him with a shillelagh. Tinny picked up an axe and cleaved that little red-headed maniac clean in two. But those two halves turned into two leprechauns. Tinny kept chopping and the leprechauns kept a-multiplying. Tinny was outnumbered, and before long they tore him to pieces, toodly-toodly-tooling as they did it. Fearing retribution for their massacre, 300 bloodthirsty leprechauns roamed the countryside, rending us all limb from limb, feasting on our entrails, and our bloodlines went extinct, and all that was left of us to be remembered were tightly coiled piles of leprechaun duty. Yahoo! Wahoo! Yoo-hoo howdy! Look at me! I'm a gold-crazy leprechaun murdering nitwit! Setting up everyone to be a sawed-off cannibal buffet, going to my eternal reward through the colon of a mythological midget, laid to rest next to a pile of poodle poop. Glory hallelujah, what a wonderful world! Ah, Buffalo Flop. I hate Pokemon Go.
John Boy and Billy.
All right, can I give a shout-out?
Yes, sir.
Hey, everybody.
That's my favorite of all time.
Morning radio done right.
Morning, got the big show on the radio. Let's see if we can get Hoyt on the phone over Temptation Trailer.
Hello.
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life, want to fight about it?
Not right now, John Boy and Billy here.
Well, say there, you big old Harry, no driving, nose picking, knuckle dragging, self actualizing pervert.
Self actualizing?
That means fully living up to one's potential.
Oh!
The new Reader's Digest come yesterday. I was just sitting here on the commode increasing my word power.
See, thanks for the visual. So, what's new over at Temptation Trailer?
Well, old Deborah's nephew, Dumas, has been flopping here for about a week.
No, I don't think I ever heard you talk about Dumas before.
He's the baby of the family. So, of course, he knows every dadgum thing. Got tired of fighting with his mom and daddy, so he packed his clothes, bought him a bus ticket, and lit out on the road to maturity.
Well, how's it going so far?
Not too good. Yesterday morning, he says he got a little money saved up. He's going out to buy him a car. Come sputtering into the body shop about lunchtime, driving this nasty old 65 Volkswagen bus. Worst hunk of junk you ever seen in your life. He says, you like it? This is my new car. I said, well, how about moving it? It's leaking oil all over the parking lot. Where'd you get that thing anyways? Dumas says, from this feller Rufus McGee, only give him $100 for it. I said, well, you still got Jip. See, Rufus McGee, he's one of them shade tree fellers that sells cars out of his front yard, the type.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Andy Griffith show where Barney bought that junky car from old Mrs. Lesh?
Of course I do.
Yeah, well, Rufus sells the one Mrs. Lesh turns down. Anyways, I said, boy, take that piece of crap back over there and make him give you your money back. He says, well, wait a minute. I know it don't look like much, but I got it so cheap. I got some money left over. Figured you and Deborah could fix it up for me. I says, son, that car ain't worth doing nothing to. Now take it back. I was giving him some of that what you call tough love. Yeah. I says, Deborah, you follow him over in the truck and give him a ride back over here. So the two of them drove off. And I picked up the phone, called old Rufus. I says, Mr. McGee, this here's John D. Rayford with the Walt Disney Company. We're fixing to do us a remake of Herbie the Love Bug. and we're looking for a Volkswagen Bug, 1965 model. Don't matter what shape it's in, we're going to fix it up. I'll give you $300 for it. Old Rufus says, man, I wish you'd called me a half hour ago. I had just the one you're looking for. I just sold it. I says, well, let me give you my phone number. If you run up on any more of them, give me a call. I figure when Duma showed up, old Rufus would buy that old car back faster than you can pull a greasy string out of a cat's butt.
That's good thinking. Did you get that one out of Reader's Digest, too?
No, that one's original.
Well, congratulations. So what happened?
Well, about a half hour later, they come back to the body shop, both of them just smiling to beat the band. I says, well, how'd it go? And Duma says, pretty dang good. I just went in there and told old Mr. Rufus McGee I wasn't satisfied. He says, well, then I'll buy it back from you. I said, see, I told you, all you got to do is show a little backbone. Folks respect that. Just then, Delbert says, well, wait, here's the part where it gets good. I walked up and says, you think you can sell it, huh? And Rufus says, yeah, I got a fella who wants to buy that very car. And Delbert says, well, hold on there a minute. We ain't finished the deal here yet. How much is this fella going to give you? He says, well, $300. And I says, well, maybe we ought to get a little piece of that money, too. And old Rufus says, well, I tell you what, I'll give you back your $100. You give me the car, and when I sell it, we'll split the other $200 right down the middle. I says, you got a deal. So about then I turns to Dumas and says, so you got your money? And Deborah says, hey, we done even better than that. I give old Rufus back the $100. He give me the feller's phone number. Idiot.
Delbert strikes again.
If dumb was gasoline, you wouldn't want to smoke around him. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and the CarMax twins is fixing to go to work. You going to see Goober later on?
Yeah, well.
You tell him I said, duh, huh? He'll know what you mean.
All
right. Y'all keep him straight up there.
All right.
All right.
Hi guys, this is Pablo Francisco here.
One show, two men, 17 jokes. John Boy and Billy, the big show. It's the big show. The big show, I tell ya, the big show.
A big show on the radio. you heard us messing around with this. So when was it? Was it yesterday? Or was it Tuesday? Knee deep in hip hop. Talk about Beyonce went country. She ain't got nothing on our Cindy Balgan from Knee Deep in Bluegrass under the umbrella of the John Boy and Billy Radio Network. We'll tell you all about that. You do not want to miss. If you have heard it, you got to phone a friend. It's worth sharing a laugh first thing this morning, all right? Good deal. Hey, right quick, let me pay for our lunch that we're going to have at Lo So Tavern in the south end of Charlotte, North Carolina. I just did. Lo So Tavern. I'll give you the menu in minutes. Big show rolls on. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a hat, t-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. That'll fill up that motorcycle. Law Tigers are motorcycle lawyers who ride representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to lawtigers.com and click our banner at thebigshow.com. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, Beyonce going country. Ain't got nothing on you, Cindy.
That's right. I was dropping it to the floor before she was.
Well, don't pick it up yet. Check it out.
She's the queen of bluegrass, the fairy godmother of the fiddle, the southern belle of the banjo.
And a legend and an icon.
Right. A legend and an icon. She's Cindy Baucom.
I'm Cindy Baucom.
And for 30 years, Cindy has dedicated her life to keeping bluegrass music in the country's mainstream, both with her nationally syndicated radio show, Knee Deep in Bluegrass, and on stage with her husband,
Terry Baucom, who's also a legend and an icon.
But there comes a time when a talent gets too big for just one genre of music. Well, that legendary, iconic status is about to take yet another part of the music industry by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Show Records is proud to introduce the new Cindy Baucom. And she's hip deep in hip-hop.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
The first lady of bluegrass is getting jiggy with it, and it's aight.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
She's breaking down the stupid fat rhymes and riding dirty like a stone cold skeezer. Run, tell dat.
Come on,
let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that will be. Let's talk about sex.
She's bearing her musical soul in a whole new way.
Uh-huh, all right.
You'll find out things about Cindy Baucom that you never knew before. For example,
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a nitty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
The album is hot, but Cindy is cold as ice.
If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ass, ass, baby. Vanilla, ass, ass, baby. Vanilla, ass, ass, baby. Vanilla, ass, ass.
Yes, Cindy Baucom isn't just setting the trends. She's setting the mood for romance.
Oh, me so horny. Oh, oh, me so horny. Oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. So horny. So, so horny. Oh, me so horny. Me love you long time. Yo, what up, my nizzles? This is Cindy B to the Occam, getting up in your grill. It's time to get your freak on and start knocking boots to the fresh tracks I've laid down. Stop lamping and start amping, homie. Time to make some killer skrilla, you heard? And remember, can't touch this. You can't touch this. Mm-mm. Can't touch this. Mm-mm. No.
Cindy Baucom is hip deep in hip-hop. Available now on Big Show Records.
Oh, shizzle. I love talking like this. Word.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy, y'all, with a big old Law Tigers prize pack. Review yesterday's questions. Say it was just one of them. We said when talking with someone in Germany, it's considered extremely impolite to do this with one hand in your pocket. It's shake hands. Yeah, just let them see that other hand. You'll be all right.
One at a time, it please.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Basic rule of thumb for a baseball game. You'll need an average of 8 of these for every 10 fans in attendance.
Oh, yeah. Who are the beer police?
Beer police. You ain't doing it right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Morning, this is Big Show on the radio. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway, home in the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Our agent Murray with Diversity Superhero Pitches. He's always thinking. Search for keywords diversity when you hit the Bitbox app, thebigshow.com. And don't forget to register for John Boy's Wonderful Thing 100. Check it out right there. And now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now a man who, in his youth, wondered why the ball used by his little league team kept getting bigger and bigger. Then it hit him. Oh. He's John Boy.
Thank you.
Let's say hey to Randy at Massanutten, Virginia. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hello there. Well, Rand, you got the first shot at the John Boy Jeopardy this morning. We're talking about a basic rule of thumb for a baseball game. You'll need an average of 8 of these for every 10 fans in attendance. What you thinking, Randy?
I'm thinking it's a hot dog.
You're thinking it's a hot dog?
Southern is safe!
You're thinking right. Hot dogs. What's wrong with them other two people?
I don't know.
Good work, Randy. You got the Law Tigers prize pack head up to Massanutten for you. I think Jackie did a good job of spelling it.
Okay, great. Thank you, John Boy.
It's their home state, you know. You're welcome, my boy. You hang on, Randy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, high-tech Haney. We got to give Mr. Haney another shot at making a dollar today. We will. Thursday morning, that's a big show on the radio. Got an entry into the diary of Gary Busey coming up in about 20 minutes. Might be bad news for Busey. You're getting the audit right here at the tax day. Well, we can have fun with it. Right now, let's get this call. Good morning, Big Show.
Well, good morning there, Big Show fellers.
Morning, Mr. Haney. Long time no talk to. What you been up to lately?
Oh, just greasing up for the official launch of the latest market disrupting venture from the worldwide commercial octopus known as Haney International Sundries, LLC. Have you got a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Well, boys, time was the only people that messed with computers was a bunch of pimply misfits living in the dark corner of their mama's rumpus room. But it's a whole new world today, friends. This deal they call socialized media is everywhere. It's on your computer. It's on your phone. It peeks in your car window at red lights. The internets are up in your grill whether you want them there or not. So how's a regular person supposed to keep up with all the latest and greatest computerized nonsense? I'm glad you asked. Come on out this weekend for the grand opening of High-Tech Haney's Socialized Media Academy. Learn the ins and outs of all the hot online time wasters like the FaceTube and the Twitler. Discover how to get more likes and clicks and shares and whatnot. A 6-week course that'll have you feeding your ego like Rosie O'Donohue on Dollar Night at the Golden Corral. Oh, but what if you want to do more than pump sunshine up your own rear end? Would you like to change the American landscape by pitting folks against one another politically? Well, let High-Tech Haney's Clickbait College learn you how to put together a crack team of 14-year-old kids from the Ukraine to generate fake news headlines and stick it to the candidate of your choice. Oh, and if you ain't got the hardware you need to pull it off, feast your eyes on the cornucopia of off-price electronics at High-Tech Haney's Technocracy Mall and Sports Bar. Late model smartphones, gently pre-swiped iPads, and our own Haneytron desktop computers, powered by the brand new easy-to-use operating system, Stormwinders XP. If you need help getting it all hooked up, get expert advice from our technical support specialist, Worldwide Webster. If you're already up and running, shop online 24/7 at our brand new down homepage, hightechhaney.com. High-Tech Haney's, your one-stop shop for computerized education, discount gizmos, and farm-fresh produce. Now open in the former Fat Freddy's Fireworks Hut, Highway 17 Business, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Free parking, dealers welcome, all sales final. Si habla espanol. John Boy and Billy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all keep them straight up higher.
Good morning, Big Show is on the radio, 20 minutes away from On Track with Doug Rice. Doug taking his victory lap this year before he hangs up the microphone for the Performance Racing Network. Our good friend Doug Rice, up in minutes. And right now, it's time for the Diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary Busey. Well, Diary, I was going through my fan mail the other day. Pretty usual stuff. Buddy Holly fans, Celebrity Apprentice haters, and lots of flyers from dentists. And tucked in amongst the lot was a notification that I had won an Audi. Hot diggity dang dong. So I strolled on down to the local dealership and the manager just plain horse laughed me. Turns out I misread it. It was an audit. So it was off to the IRS office to find out what this was all about. I sat in the waiting room there reading Highlights magazine. Then here comes this blousy, busty housefrau with a Winona Ryder thing going on. Wow, wow. She was my kind of gal. red hair, big hooters, and a job.
Yeah!
Come to find out, Uncle Sam had a bee in his bonnet over some of my deductions. Well, la-dee-da. Me and Winona had to get to the bottom of this, so I could get to the bottom of Winona.
Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, being a star means lots of expenses, not just taking agents to lunch and valet parking over to Ripley's, believe it or not. A particular bone of contention is my extensive glass eye collection. I got a bunch. You know, diary having one good peeper is a pain in the brisket. You gotta have a glass googly for every occasion. Right out of the gate, you gotta have a bloodshot one. That's for when you spend the wee hours of the morning doing sake shots down at Sushi Smooshy with a busload of Japanese frisbee champions, and you just have to be doing your close-ups for Attack of the Full Figure Gals the next morning. In the movie biz, that's called continuity. Bingo zingo, learn the lingo, gringo. I got a glass eye with a flag in it for 4th of July, Flag Day, Veterans Day. You get the idea. Winona put up a fuss for sure, but when I did the old I'll keep an eye out for you gag, she let it slide. Busey Charm 1, IRS 0. Entertainment was another big sniffer for little Miss Wine Nosy. I guess she thinks going to the Magic Castle with Dennis Rodman and some little pie-faced Korean rascal isn't about networking. I guess $3,000 worth of paintball gear and a personal invite from Mr. Bruce Jenner himself isn't mandatory to survival in the Hollywood fast lane. At least I think it was Bruce Jenner. It might have been Joan Rivers. Whoever it was, their face didn't move, and they are a crack shot. Went on like that all day, diary. I got to keep most of my deductions. On the way out, she sent me to her supervisor for final approval. A little pinch-faced, pencil-pushing Peckerwood. He started demanding that I bring in all my records so he could go over everything himself. I said, you know something, Slim? I'm sorry about that. It was all on my computer and danged if it didn't crash just before I come down here. 7 years of records all gone. What the hell was he going to say? That kind of thing never happens. Timing is everything. So I'm still getting a refund, which I shall use that windfall to wine and dine the fair Winona. If I get her liquored up enough, maybe she'll change her name to Wyessa. Kit and Caboodle, let's go canoodle. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hell yeah. Well, diary, I gotta scoot. Until next time, X's and O's, Gary. You see.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry, Jackie's nephew. You're listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy.
Thursday morning, April the 18th. Y'all realize it was on this date in 1775 that Paul Revere made his famous midnight ride. Did y'all wonder about that? He started about 10 p.m. Eastern time. You notice that he saw the light in the steeple that put that up in case the British was coming. So it was definitely dark up there. So what he did was set out on horseback. Andy Griffith said his horse was named Nelly. I don't know if that's the truth or not.
It wasn't even his horse.
Is that right? So yeah. he borrowed a horse.
He rented it and then billed the folks for it at the end. Yeah.
So he rented it And then he got money.
Yeah, he got reimbursed for it. And
oh, because he was yeah. doing good with the horse that he rented. Yeah. Right, well, good. Well, the thing that caught my eye about this, there were two other guys riding with him as well, but old Paul gets all the credit. William Dawes and Samuel Prescott. Now, I've heard of Samuel Prescott's name before. Have y'all heard that?
Prescott.
In what context have you?
William Dawes, Samuel Prescott. Huh. Together, the three men rode from Boston to Concord, New Hampshire. Oh, Boston to Concord, New Hampshire. Okay, to warn the citizens. So that's a pretty good little ride, I guess, here.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? So good deal. So I guess he just really got all the credit because he rented a horse and it was his name.
He did the paperwork.
That's right. That's the way that works.
Spearheaded everything.
Anyway, well, good job, Paul, William, and Samuel on this date in 1775.
The British are coming!
I wish Scott Ongrave was here so we could get on him about how we whooped him.
Say, now there's another sentence no one has ever said before.
Nice.
I know that.
Hang on. Doug Rice in minutes. Big Show rolls on.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.